Thank you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Corey?
Yes, this is Corey.
Hey, Corey. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Not bad.
Not bad. It's better than bad. I'll take it. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. But did you have any questions about the service or how it works? She seemed a little confused.
No, I it's not that I'm confused or anything. I just
my rep seemed confused. This is like talking to you.
This is like the sixth person that's called me today asking me how I like Angie's List.
Oh Jesus! And I'm assuming it's the same answer every time.
I mean, I haven't had no issues, so you know.
Yeah.
So, but I just thought, you know,
I think the reason they're asking
I've never gotten
that,
any phone calls before.
Yeah, well, the reason they're calling you is because we have a spot available on the first page, but the reason they're curious about your Angie's List by HomeAdvisor is because a lot of people who use that service, they don't really like paying per lead, and they don't really know that HomeAdvisor by Angie's List gets their leads from Google and then just resells them to you, but they sell the lead to like three or four people, and they charge you the lead fee even if you're not the guy that gets the job.
Trust me, I know that one.
Yeah.
I know that one.
I think the reason they're asking to find out if you're happy or not, because if you're not happy with it, we have a solution where we could list you independently on the first page with the listing that we have available, and that'll put you in position to have the customers call you directly without you having to pay per lead or deal with those jobs going to, you know, a couple of your competitors. I'm sure you could see the value in that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so all of our services are month to month. You don't have to sign up for a year to be on the first page, right? As long as you have that spot available, you capitalize on it. It's yours until you relinquish it, right? Unless, of course, you start getting like really bad reviews or something, we might tell you to keep your money, right? And go another route.
Yeah, man.
It's happened before, so that's why I'm going to bring it up.
I
remember I told a guy, I was like, okay, you can stay up there as long as you want. It's at your own discretion, and then I ended up having to tell him later on, keep your money, and he's like, oh, you lied to me. You said that I could be up there. I was like, no, you can't just treat people like crap and then think we're just going to keep referring you.
I understand that.
Yeah, you could keep it. We'll put somebody else up there. But everything we found on you online looks good from what we could see. Obviously, they put you on the qualified candidates list for the placement for a reason, so. That's all good things. As long as you just continue to do what you've been doing, you know, answer the phone, get good reviews, then you should be fine with it. And it should save you money and make you more at the same time. Far more people are just doing a general search on Google for the type of services you provide rather than going to HomeAdvisor and HomeAdvisoring it. The people who do click on that system are more than likely price shopping. They know they're going to get quoted by a bunch of you, and they're just looking for whoever's the cheapest.
I understand that completely too.
Yeah.
So like when I turn on Angie's List, I only go look for the repair work because like they want like $194 for you to go out and bid a siding job.
Yeah.
And you might not get. So I just go and like it's when I'm low on money is when I use them. We've kind of gotten smart on their little game. So you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
so
but yeah,
everybody's out, you know, everybody's out to make a penny, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be a millionaire, but I like that, you know, this is a passion that I do. It's not, you know, I mean, if I wanted to make good money, I would have stayed in the union, you know what
right.
I mean? So,
right. It's more so just
the union roofer slash carpenter. Yeah, I was a carpenter union slash roofer slash carpenter for 14 years.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's not like I wasn't making good money. I just like working with my family, and I like being, you know, I'm a family person. So all my sons, I have five sons. My sons work for me.
Oh, wow.
My wife is my office manager. And, you know, so it's just completely family owned and operated. And I have union brothers that will drop anything that they're doing and come and help me out if I need it. So
five boys, that's beautiful. I have two. I'm the happiest dad ever.
I would say, and I, We were trying for girls the whole time. Don't tell my friends about that.
That's funny. That's, you know, what's crazy is my brother has two boys also, and we both were the second time around. We're trying for girls, and we got another boy, and we're like, okay, we know where this is gonna go. So the holidays are crazy because they all get guns and crazy toys, and then they're just running around Christmas time. Yeah, crazy little cousins, but yeah, I mean, five.
Yeah,
of them,
I know that. Yep. It's great.
Yeah,
and we love it. So my youngest is now 19. So
wow,
we're all done with the little ones now. So
not, yeah, mine are tiny.
Grown.
I got a 5 and a 2.
Yeah, we'll put them in wrestling.
They wrestle with dad every day.
No, I'm serious. If you want your boys to become strong, independent, respectful men,
yeah,
put them in wrestling.
I agree.
I played football from 5 years old. I played football, baseball, basketball. I wrestled and I swam.
Dang.
And I stopped when I was like 20. And I'll tell you right now, I've never.
I didn't do the swimming and the wrestling, but I did. Others.
Yeah, I'm also a wrestling coach. And I'll tell you right now, we go to these huge tournaments all over the United States.
Yeah.
And you'll never find a more respectful group of guys.
That's the crazy thing. So I have a cousin who's got 5 kids, and he's a wrestling coach too. He tells me the same thing.
Yep.
But it's out here in California. They're in Thousand Oaks, kind of.
It don't matter. We go to Vegas. We go to Nevada.
Yeah,
we've been to New York. We've been to North Dakota. We've been to, you know, Michigan, Indiana. Illinois. We do a lot of autism tournaments too, you know. So
yeah.
But two of my sons has wrestled at Fargo. One of them plays third at Fargo. He's actually passed up a couple scholarships. He just don't
That's
like,
interesting
you know, like
that you brought up the autism stuff, because I'm actually having my youngest screened for autism. He was born during the pandemic, and he had COVID when he was real small and got all those shots. So he went through a lot of stuff. He didn't have the vaccines. I wouldn't let him do that, but he. You know, they get a lot of shots already when they're small. And they say that there's a link between that and cocomelon and autism and the stuff that they watch. So I'm going through that right now. He's in a speech class, and then they're evaluating him.
Well, it's not a bad thing, because I'm going to tell you right now, every kid with autism. Yeah,
smart.
they're smarter than
He just doesn't talk a lot. Yeah. That's the thing that caught him off guard.
Some they'll learn how to communicate with you. Just, you know, you should see him. Get him into wrestling. I'm telling
you.
He'll
figure it out. The
autistic kids that, like, they have usually at every tournament, they'll be, like, at every autism tournament, they'll have, like, one kid there that's, like, really, really loves to wrestle that's autistic, and he'll get on the mat and he wrestles and everything like that. Or it's a boy or a girl or a young man or a young woman, and...
Yeah,
he doesn't
have any physical limitations. You know, like the spectrum that they have him on is very low, or that they're saying that he may be on is very low, because physically he could do everything. He throws the ball, like we go play ball, he runs around, he beats up his brother. It's literally just like the talking. Like my nephew is a month younger than him, but talks more than him. And it's interesting. My son doesn't talk a lot, but he knows how to count to 20.
He'll tell you the important things. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. He could tell me when he needs his diaper changed or when he's hungry. He says eat. And, you know, it's just all the simple stuff. There's just no, like, communication on, you know, what do you want, this. Like, he calls food ice cream, like all food. So so he just walks up to me and says, ice cream. And I'm like, okay, so you're hungry.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I figured he would be in fighting. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, I've been around football and baseball and all the sports all my life, but I've never seen a better, well-rounded. It doesn't matter the color. They're all respectful. There ain't a everybody gets. You know, you always get one knucklehead. You know, they act a little wilder than everybody else, but.
Yeah.
99.9% of the young men and young women that are wrestling are very respectful. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. You know.
Yeah.
Treat everybody around, even the kids that suck. you'll see a kid that's a state champ teaching him something, or they'll be talking on the side of the mat, or,
yeah,
you know, he'll show him a move when he comes, even if he beat them, you know, the, hey, you could have done this, or, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I like that. I was thinking jujitsu, but I think maybe just wrestling in general would be good.
Yeah, and they have, like, you know, here in Cali, there's got to be a ton of club programs out there.
Like, oh, yeah. Like I said, I have a cousin who actually runs a huge, huge camp, and he's even got his girls in it. And they've won a couple of championships and whatnot. I got to look it up to actually get the information. But that's always been their thing. And he tells me all the time, I mean, he's been wrestling his whole life. He used to come over on the holidays and whoop us all, just kind of line us all up.
Yeah.
And
I know, trust me, we've seen it.
Yeah, I remember when I was real young, he put my arm behind my back and started pushing it up, and I'm going, what the heck, you know, I was screaming. But yeah, they're Selland Arena, Temecula Valley High School, it looks like, where they coach over there. I don't know the name of the couple of these are Esperanza. Yeah, I'm looking them up right now.
They got good clubs out there in Cali, too, you know.
Yeah, he actually runs it. Big Italian guy. Yeah.
4 years older, 44 pounds is what it is in the state of Indiana. So once they hit 44 pounds or 4 years old, you can start wrestling them.
Yeah, my little one's only like 27 pounds. He's light in the britches. He's got some time.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't ever, like, if they see the weight difference, and they won't put, like, that's the good thing about, like, club wrestling. They're never going to put you against, you know, against the, like, a 200-pounder.
The tournament that they won right here, the medals that they have, say, New Way Summer National, N-U-W-A-Y.
Yeah. Yeah, we wrestle for New Way, too.
Yeah, all of them have medals.
Well, these
are my cousin's kids, and they all got medals around their neck for that. And then there's another one they just got, Supreme Summer Nationals. And he's got two of his daughters with the golds on their neck. They're young, too. They're like 8 and younger. And then his son has one with a gold as well. All three of them have gold. These kids are crazy, though. His youngest boy is like 5 or 6. And he's got a six-pack. The kid's just shredded. Looks like an action
that they do. Most of them do. The heavyweights, the only ones that don't look like that are the heavyweights. But once they move you around on the mat, you'll understand that they're stronger than oxes. So.
Yeah, they got a lot of medals. There's another one here, National Classic, and they got Uncle Sam on their gold medals.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's a lot of them where he's been training them. He's got 5 kids. He's got 3 girls and 2 boys, and they're all in it. And they do really well. And they're really well-disciplined kids. They're very nice.
That's good.
Yeah. But I've always looked into jiu-jitsu, and I don't know why I didn't think of that. And I have a cousin who's heavily into it. It'd be nice to link up to him again. But Thousand Oaks and Orange County are, you know, about 100 miles apart. So he's kind of north. Yeah. He's north of us here.
Yeah, but it so even, man, we travel, we live in Hammond, Indiana, and Indianapolis is where all our state stuff is at. It's about a 3-hour ride from my house, and we go there every other weekend to wrestle.
Wow.
So, where we're at is more like a low income area.
Yeah.
I have a 20x20 wrestling mat.
I feel like you have 5 boys. You got to kind of move over to a lower income area where you can get more of a property for a better price.
Oh no. So how it ended up with us is the house that I'm in now. I'm buying on a land contract, but I've been in like 10 other houses in this area that I've rebuilt and rehabbed for the guy I'm buying this house off of, and he bought this house for like $32,000 in it. I've been in it for 6 years. I only pay $850 a month. And in 2024, he signs the house over to me. So, but I do all his property management. You know, he works for Metra train station. So he's always out of town. So, you know, rent, like the house next to me rents for $1,800. The house across the street's like $1,750.
Yeah,
so,
my mortgage payment out here, I'm only 33. My, my, oh, You still with me? I guess I lost you.